there used to be a red light district in Waco. And according to what I heard, a leading madam was named Molly Adams. Holt Massey told me in later years when we became very good friends that he was born in the house that became the chief house of prostitution on North 2nd Street in Waco. He even told that to my mother one time, and instead of being shocked, she found it rather amusing. And he also told her that Molly Adams, who was a small, trim individual, had bought evening dresses that from his mother, because his mother was also a small, trim woman. But the sad thing about Molly Adams is that she died almost in destitution in later years in Waco. And somebody with a poor sense of humor called up Mr. Massey and said, Molly Adams has just died. She'd like for you to be a pallbearer. He said, I'll be very glad to. Well, this same individual called four or five other men in Waco and got very prompt denials of any interest in Molly Adams' death or funeral services. One of them had to go out of town. The other said, I'm sorry, I've been sick and I'm not getting up and about. Mr. Massey told me the story, but it was not a funny story by any means at all. It was a sad story. Here was this woman who had conducted a house of prostitution. I think it was closed during World War I because Waco had an army camp, and the military authorities said there won't be nothing of the kind here. That's how Molly finally ended her life. But he didn't think it was funny at all. He thought it was a tragic decline of a way of life that had been more or less familiar to men in past years.